from the Bahamas, of course, have come a long way, and we are all honored and privileged to be a part of this pioneering mission of our country to India. It is the hope of all of us that this will mark the beginning of a long period of closer relations. There is much on which we can work together in the future. To borrow a phrase, in this matter, we can boldly go where no one has ever been before. Please convey to Mr. President and to the Prime Minister the best wishes of our Prime Minister, the Right Honorable Perry Christie, the government, and the people of the Bahamas, our best wishes on the occasion of this visit. We also send our congratulations to India on the celebration of its Republic Day, and I am happy that we are here to be able to witness this celebration. The joint agreement that we expect to sign today is significant. It sets the framework for the cooperation between our two states into the future. There is much we can do together in the fields of economic cooperation, international matters, commerce, information technology, health, and culture, to name a few. It is up to us and to our respective peoples to ensure that this framework which we establish today comes into real life with living benefits for our respective peoples. In every sense of the word, I believe this agreement will be historic. India has long been a friend of the Caribbean, and our relations as countries have always been in the context of multilateralism. We remember with fondness in the Bahamas the visit of your late Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi, who came to the Bahamas in 1985 at the Heads of Government Conference of the Commonwealth. As the chair of the Council for Foreign and Community Relations of CARICOM, I thank India for the generous donation of the IT system for our CARICOM headquarters in Georgetown, Guyana. Today, the Bahamas and India move from the multilateral to the bilateral. This is our first step at concretizing the bilateral relationship. Yesterday, the respective chambers of commerce of our countries preceded this agreement with the issuing of a joint cooperation agreement between the two chambers of commerce. It is my proud honor to be able to witness that agreement. And it seems to me and my delegation that this is where the real agreements and relationships will show the fruits of our labor on the people-to-people level. I said in another forum that we appreciate India's place in the world order. It is a great civilization that has contributed much to what the world is today. It is clear that its economy has been growing at a phenomenal rate, and this is to be admired. In the international fora of the world, India is a respected voice. In this connection, and within the CARICOM context, the Bahamas has been supportive of the efforts at United Nations reform, including Security Council reform, and India's aspirations in that regard. CARICOM supports generally in this regard the Model A, and we've been working with the African Union and in the UN context with a group of four nations to map a way forward in this matter. We must together find a way to conclude this issue. In the UN context, we are also deeply interested in the views of India on the question of reform of the human rights mechanisms of the United Nations and on the issue of peace building at the UN. India has played a key role in peacekeeping throughout the world. So I hope today, as we talk, we are able to deal with several substantive bilateral matters which the Bahamas has taken a keen interest in exploring with India. In the area of education, part of our delegation, as you've heard, is the Deputy Director of Education, and her minister is keenly interested in some exposure to technical cooperation and the teaching of science, math, and generally speaking, tertiary-level education. As Foreign Minister, I'm deeply interested in access to training for our diplomats. Our Ministry of Works is interested in assistance in the area of engineering and quantity surveying. In law, the question of assistance in legal drafting is of interest to us. Our Ministry of Tourism will be mounting a mission to India shortly as we expand those opportunities. And I was pleased to meet with the Honorable Minister of Shipping and Transport, and we await a draft memorandum of understanding in this area. We are also, of course, interested in agricultural development. There is already a significant trade between our two countries. However, I would expect that with our business community represented here, this should grow and expand. We will travel to Mumbai, the financial capital, later this week, and there are several ships being built in India that will become part of the Bahamas Ship Registry, and Captain Dwayne Hutchison from the BMA is here. We have Attorney Lowell Mortimer, who is an advisor to the government on intellectual property with us, and he's also an advisor to a major shipping line which builds the ships in India. Both India and the Bahamas together serve on the International Maritime Organization in London. I wish to thank India for the generous offer of scholarships to Indian universities and would look forward to working on the specifics of these matters I thank you also for the generous donation of drugs to the Bahamas following the damaging hurricanes in our country. This, too, is an area where the Bahamas have made significant purchases in Indian markets. I wish to explore further cooperation there. And so, Your Excellency, the groundwork is being laid here today for a fruitful and successful relationship. I commend this agreement to our respective peoples, and I thank you most especially for the warm hospitality extended in your beautiful country, and I look forward to working with you and your government in the days and months ahead. Thank you.